Today, Murray State University has reached another milestone.
50
stories.
50 stories. 50 years.
Now back to our studio.
WKMS is celebrating 50 years on the air this year, and we're remembering with 50 stories of the station's history. Today, we go back to the infancy of WKMS and hear from one of the founding directors of the station, Dr. Tom Morgan, who came to Murray in 1965, which was a few years before WKMS went on the air. Morgan's father worked in the broadcasting industry, and despite his hiring to work in the English department at Murray State, he was co-opted into working with students to create radio programming.
The university had an hour radio program once a day, 5 days a week, called the Thoroughbred Hour. And there were these kind of makeshift studios that were in the same building where I taught. So I tooled up to the studios and met the faculty member who was running them at that time. And the kids, by the way, used to call it the Thoroughly Bad Hour. Well, they were all good people, but as I myself wrapping up my work in the English department and starting to build what ultimately became WKMS, I took the kids and we got rid of the Thoroughbred Hour. We kept the hour, but we created a magazine program called Milan's, which is a pleasant combination of things, is what the word means. And then we started doing interviews with faculty members. We started doing interviews with interesting kids on campus. We played music. We created a quiz program called the Gravy Bowl, which the kids did. In other words, I introduced real radio to the program and used it to train the kids for the day when ultimately we would sign WKMS on the air. We even did some documentary work, and this was when the Vietnam War was going on, and we had a number of wives whose husbands were overseas who were seeking to finish their educations, and a lot of them had young children and so on. That interested me, so I put those girls, really, to work. They produced a documentary called Wives Who Wait. Boy, I'll tell you, of all the programs I wish I'd kept from Murray, boy, that was really, really, it was almost a tearjerker. It was so real, the stories of those women.
That's Dr. Tom Morgan, who served as one of the first directors of WKMS under Dr. Ray Mofield, who was chairman of communication in the School of Arts and Science at Murray State. The Thoroughbred Hour began in 1949 and ran through 1969 before WKMS officially went on the air. We'll continue our series of 50 stories for 50 years next week. You can share your memories of WKMS at WKMS.org or call us, leave us a message, and perhaps a birthday greeting at 270-809-2070, and you might hear those greetings on the air.